pillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659. Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number three here on this Tuesday, February 24th, 2026 edition. Again, if you'd like the event flyer from 4 years ago where Congressman Jack Bergman and his consulting firm staffers put on this event for this fake candidate who just filed yesterday in the first congressional district, text me the number 1ST for the first congressional district, and I'll send you the flyer. I very simply, during my top of the hour break, I did a Google search. I then processed that one of the searches through AI. I found the campaign flyer. One of Congressman Jack Bergman's staffers, Amelia Burns, is the person you RSVP to this event 4 years ago. RightWayToWin.com website and her phone number. Can't make this stuff up, people. Unbelievable. Well, MERS News Service found the story and also ran it yesterday afternoon. Well, starting on Tuesday today, Perry Johnson's gubernatorial campaign will begin a six-week media campaign costing more than $10 million, marking the largest spend between late February and early April in Michigan's political history. Johnson, who made billions of dollars helping companies improve their quality and efficiency rates, has already spent more than $4 million on his 2026 campaign as of yesterday. The new spend will hit every media market in the state of Michigan, with heavy buys during the NCAA men's basketball tournament, according to a document obtained by MERS News Service. On top of cable, broadcast, and streaming services, Johnson is putting money into digital and radio. By April 4th, Johnson will have spent, listen to this, $14 million, more than $9 million in 60 days. Johnson told Nolan Finley of the Detroit News, as he plans to spend this money for the first 60 days of his campaign. The advertising campaign will emphasize Perry Johnson's background as a quality control and efficiency expert, his business leadership experience, and his 47-47 plan to eliminate Michigan's income tax, which would allegedly save the average family of four approximately $4,747 annually. The campaign's statewide bus tour is scheduled to begin in mid-March and include stops in every region of Michigan, focusing on job creators, small business owners, law enforcement, veterans, and families that are struggling under rising costs. Maine political campaign consultant John Yab said, "We strongly believe this will be a very close race in the polling numbers come April 1st. And I love our odds in a long spring and summer campaign leading up to the August 4th primary. Primary voters will choose between a Trump-esque outsider businessman with specific plans to shake up state government or a two-time statewide loser who turned his back on President Trump and called him unfit to lead, end quote, said Yob. And of course, he's referring to Congressman John James. The media effort will be supported by a statewide bus tour. We will hold weekly town hall meetings, major weekly policy announcements, in a highly anticipated gubernatorial debate at Saginaw Valley State University. The first major policy announcement is scheduled for this afternoon, Tuesday, in Grand Rapids, and will center on Johnson's signature 4747 plan to eliminate Michigan income tax. Perry Johnson said, career politicians have failed Michigan and recycling the same candidates who have lost time and time again statewide is a recipe for disaster. We are putting real resources behind real reform proposals to slash spending in Lansing and return money to hardworking families. We are building the organization necessary to win the nomination and defeat the Democrats in November. Michigan families deserve to keep more of their hard-earned money and to live their dreams, said Perry Johnson. Man, this is getting to be very, very, very interesting. And one of the things I think that is going to happen, and you have to understand this, folks, politics. Only roughly about 20% of our voting population listen to these type of shows. My show, Steve Gruber, talk radio in general. Very few people even know who these candidates are. Very few people are precinct delegates, where we talk about you being a precinct delegate all the time on this radio show. We even talk about how to do it. You need to go to your county clerk, your township clerk, get an affidavit of identity right now and file your affidavit of identity to be a Republican precinct delegate to be on the ballot this August 4th. We all are up for re-election this year. If you want to represent your local township, your local community, you got to run again this year and be on the ballot August 4th. Only about 20% of our voting population even knows that. They don't even know what county parties are. They don't know about state conventions. They don't know who nominates who. They don't even understand primaries. 80% of our voting population, folks, are busy with their own lives. They're too busy for politics. They're too busy to listen to this show. They're too busy to even listen to the podcast later tonight. They are trying to put food on the table. They are trying to educate their children. Maybe on Sundays they're trying to go to church to get a break from all this. The bottom line is 80% of the public don't know anything about politics like you do. As a result, they're going to be watching March Madness, the college spring basketball tournament. While watching those basketball games this year in March Madness, they're going to see Perry Johnson commercials that are telling them, vote for me to be governor, and I'll give you back $4,747 to an average family of four. They're going to get stuff in the mailbox. They're going to hear it on regular radio stations. It's not just conservative talk radio like our station, our show. They're going to be hearing it on music, country western channels, music channels. All of a sudden, that 1 minute commercial is going to pop up and they're going to hear it. He's also doing social media buys. You do a Google search for something, there's a pop-up ad, Perry Johnson for governor. For him to be spending this kind of money, it's going to be very, very difficult for John James to stay at the top of the polling. It's not going to happen. Perry Johnson's polling numbers are going to go way up. He's going to outperform every other single candidate out there. He's going to suck all the oxygen out of the campaigning advertising industry. Mike Cox isn't going to be able to compete with it. Tom Leonard, Eric Nesbitt, these other candidates, they're not going to be able to compete with this. He is going to get his message out there, and he is going to absolutely change this race. As a matter of fact, come April 1st, it's 20 days before the April 21st filing deadline for signatures. I think John James may drop out running for governor. The front runner, allegedly, supposedly, according to all the polls, not with us. I don't know, and I've said this before, I don't know one single Republican friend of mine. I only have Republican friends, but not one of them says they're voting for John James on August 4th. Not one. Everybody is looking at other candidates. Well, now you throw the 80% of the voting population that doesn't listen to this show. They're not politically informed, engaged. Ask them. Come April 1st, ask them, who have you heard is running for governor? Perry Johnson. I seen his ads during the NCAA March Madness basketball tournament. I've heard his radio commercial. I've gone on to Facebook. I've gone on to Twitter, X accounts. I see his ads all over the place. Perry Johnson. Oh, yeah, I've heard of him. So who do you think the sheeple people, the political consultants call them? What do you think the sheeple people are going to do on August 4th if they even go and vote? Probably vote for Perry Johnson. Then he'll go on to destroy Mike Duggan and Jocelyn Benson in November, politically speaking. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I'll fight for election integrity like no one else. Only U.S. citizens should vote, and I know how to secure our elections. No more fraud, no more doubts. Every legal vote will count. Delegates, endorse me at the March convention to restore trust in our elections, and together, we'll make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My great-grandfather, Edward C. Morrison, served Michigan in the State House as a proud Republican, and that legacy lives in me today. I'm a strong Republican, a combat veteran, and a constitutional conservative, and I believe in limited government, fiscal responsibility, and secure borders. Our district deserves a representative who won't bend, won't break, and won't play political games. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. I've got this flyer here. If you'd like to see it, text me first, the number one, ST, and I'll send it to you. This is a flyer from 4 years ago, March 21st of 2022, where this fake candidate who just filed for the first congressional district was running for Congress down in the Birmingham area. Congressman Jack Bergman from the first was the main speaker at the fundraiser event for this guy down in Birmingham, Michigan. Also, State Senator Jim Runstead, who is now the chair of the Michigan Republican Party, was also speaking with Bergman at that event. You can't make this stuff up, people. This is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, Judy over at the Mount Morenci County Republican Party sent me a flyer. They are holding a meet and greet for U.S. congressional candidate Justin Michael. It's a week from tomorrow. It's going to be Wednesday, March 4th, from 6 p.m. to 7:30 at the Atlanta Senior Center. Over there in Atlanta, Michigan. It's located at 1780 M33. Doors are going to open at 5:30. There'll be light refreshments. Come and hear Justin's vision for Michigan's first congressional district and an opportunity for Q&A. Again, sponsored by the Mount Morenci County Republican Party. If you'd like this flyer, just text me MC for Mount Morenci County. I'll send you the flyer Wednesday, March 4, 2026 from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Atlanta Senior Center located, let me blow this up, make sure I can read it right. Oh, I'm sorry, 11780 M33. Didn't have my glasses on, Judy, so I apologize. And again, a week from tomorrow. So text me MC from Mount Morenci County, and I'll send you the flyer. And you guys can ask Justin Michael about this fake candidate that just filed. get his opinion on it. Let's see. Yeah, this is going to be very interesting. I text this to Dara Rendon. She's the chair of the 1st Congressional District. Her and I are going to talk right after the show. This is amazing. Absolutely amazing. Well, one of the things that I think we're going to have to basically do is get the word out. And we need to place the blame exactly where this is. I'm sorry, I'm not holding back. This is the final straw that's broken the camel's back with me. RightWayToWin.com is the website. Staffers, paid staffers of Congressman Jack Bergman running a political consulting firm basically out of his office. And Bergman is part of it. He's got to know this is happening. He's got to know this is going on. Amelia Burns, Tony Liss, and James Hogue. All three of his staffers working for the congressman, putting up a fake candidate to run against Justin Michael and the good congressman. Time to go, Jack. Yeah. Hit the road, Jack, and don't you come back. Don't you come back. No more, no more, no more, no more. We are fed up with this crap. It's time for you to retire. You're not going to get elected for your sixth term. Sorry, this is the straw that broke the camel's back. And I, for one, am going to make it a mission of my life that everybody in the 1st Congressional District knows exactly what Tony Liss, James Hogue, and Amelia Burns are up to. On our dime. Oh, well, they don't do any of that political consulting work, Randy, during office hours. They do it on their own time. I can't tell them what to do after work. Bull crap. You're telling me not one phone call, not one text message, not one email is ever done during 9 to 5 business hours when they should be working for us, the people of the 1st Congressional District? Right. I believe that. Not. This stinks. God, does this stink. They go out and recruit a guy that they supported just 4 years ago down in Birmingham to run for the 11th Congressional District and then have him file a carpetbagger affidavit of identity to run against Bergman and Justin Michael. Plus, they changed Bergman's political ad logo for his campaign. Unbelievable. Yeah. Justin Michael used the Mackinac Bridge, the two towers, as the H in his last name. Bergman has changed it to be the M in Berghan. That's what it looks like. Supposed to be Bergman. Well, it's the same H, basically, as Justin Michael's logo. This is crazy. Well, that's it. We're done for today. Thank you, God. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know...